Hello everyone, welcome to the 16th episode of 3 Life-Changing Tips from Highly Effective People. And today we have Delia all the way from Melbourne, Australia. Welcome Delia to the show.
Thank you Shariq, and thank you for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure to have you here, and I think we will learn some new things from Delia. She is a retired nurse. She has a lifelong experience of healthcare, and today she will give us very good tips. So before that, Delia, can you introduce yourself to our viewers?
Okay. Yes, I'm a retired nurse. I had postgraduate qualifications in neurosurgery and in intensive care. Mm-hmm. So I worked in big city hospitals, and, you know, that was great. But, mm-hmm. you know, when you work in the system, you also see a lot of problems, and they're errors that shouldn't occur, that don't need to happen, and they're unnecessary costs. And then I had some very poor quality treatment myself, and I thought, okay, it's time to do something for other people. So I started off writing about issues in healthcare, and then I learned about the new health tech products, apps, mm-hmm. smart devices that are really accurate, really fabulous. So I started collecting lists, and now I have a database of these products, and I'm turning that into a nice website where people will be able to find whatever they need from anywhere around the world.
Yeah, so that's really interesting. Whenever we work, so there are always some things that can be improved. Yes. So we'll talk about it in the second part of the show. So now we will ask Delia that she has 3 tips for us, for our viewers. So let's go to tip number 1.
Okay, the first thing is you need to take some control. Don't wait until you've broken your leg or you're unwell and then go to the doctor. Mm-hmm. People need to look at themselves and say, what are my issues? Am I overweight? Am I lonely? Mm-hmm. Am I pregnant? Do I have diabetes? And then actively go out and seek the best solution for those problems. It might be an app, it might be a smart device, it might mm-hmm. be a home service, or it might be a life coach.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's really important, to take control and be proactive and to seek solutions.
Yeah, so many people, regarding our own health, we are lazy. So yes. Unless it is really now to the limits, we don't go to the hospital or we don't take care of ourselves, you know. So you mean that we need to take more control of ourselves, of our health, proactively.
Yes, and also a reason for that is that the traditional health system, which is either government funded or private health insurance funded, is not actually that accurate. There are a lot of problems with traditional healthcare. Okay. People are very well meaning, but the service that people receive is not actually as good as it could be.
Okay. That's really good tip, and we will go into the detail also later. So let's move to tip number 2.
Okay. One of the most important things is good quality primary care. Now, this doesn't mean going to see a general practitioner for 10 minutes every time you need a script. It doesn't mean what we call the 10-minute tick and flick. It means finding one of the new services. They call it concierge medicine in America. In Australia, they call it family medicine, where you pay and you have a proper relationship with a GP, general practitioner. So you spend a lot more time with them. They go through all the issues, and that's all the emotional issues, which is the majority of primary care, actually. Mm-hmm. And they sort out your drugs. They sort out your tests and treatment. So you get a proper relationship. So you sort all the issues out. You'll have less chance of ending up in an emergency department and less mm-hmm. chance of having the wrong drugs.
Okay. So, but it will be different in different countries, of course, this how we target to get the primary care. So in general, so also in Australia, in the cities and in the small towns, it will be different, right?
So yes, I would say, though, that there are problems both with government-funded medicine and with private health insurance-funded medicine, because the emphasis is not on the relationship with the primary care physician. The most money is made is if you become very unwell and you get taken to a hospital. So everybody gives you lots of stuff, but that's not necessarily good for you in the long term.
Yes.
So really you need to find a better quality primary care, which usually means paying a bit of extra money out of your pocket.
Mm-hmm. Or in the end, it is, in long run, it is better.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It is, to have a proper relationship with somebody that knows you, that spends time with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's move to tip number three.
Okay, get back to basics. I mean, I always say to people, you know, you're 2 million years old. We have an ancient metabolism. We were not designed for the modern age. We were not designed to be away from sunlight. We were not designed to sit in front of computers. We were not designed to eat processed food. We were not designed to have babies late in life. A lot of the modern lifestyle that we live is not the way our bodies were designed. So I always say to people, get back to basics. Find someone to love. If it's a partner, a child, an animal, find God. Spirituality is very important in everybody's life. Get out in the sun. Vitamin D is really important. Run around. Be physically active. Eat home-cooked food. You know, all that processed stuff.
Get back to the basics, yeah. And live a natural life. That is also a very good tip, actually.
Yes, it is.
And in recent times, we are seeing that technology has positives but also side effects, and we forget that.
Well, we're not designed for the lifestyle that we live, and it's not healthy. And things like youth suicide rates and obesity really prove that. So we need to be more in touch with who we really are.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So these are very nice three tips from Delia. One is take more control of your health. Second one was find good quality primary care. And third one was get back to the basics. So Delia, tell us a bit more about yourself, about your journey. So you were a lifelong health practitioner, you were a nurse, and you served in this field. And now, but you have, after retirement, you have not given up. So now you see that from your experience, there are flaws in the health system, in the public sector and private sector, and you want to educate the people, and you have your website also. Tell us about this.
Look, when you're inside the system, you have no power and you certainly can't speak out. So even if you see things that are bad, for example, you know, young people being given a diagnosis in the emergency department and then being thrown out the door without even being given a single piece of paper explaining what the diagnosis means. You can't really speak out. You can't even really interfere with the processes that are going on around you. So there's actually quite a bit of frustration on the parts of doctors and nurses and pharmacists. Okay. So it was actually really nice when I left. I thought, now this is my time, and I started writing blog posts, and I've got quite a few on my website, just patient stories, what's happened to them, you know, incorrect diagnosis, very delayed treatments, lots of problems, errors ignored. And then when people see them, they can understand there's no coordination with your healthcare treatments. Mm-hmm. It's not like building a house where you have a foreman in charge. Mm-hmm. Really, nobody's in charge. That's why I say to people, the first thing is be proactive, take control, because you need to. Somebody needs to be in charge.
So that's also important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's really important.
So what I understand is that within the system, so actually people of technical backgrounds, we don't know actually the health system very well. But what I heard from people, that when you're a doctor, if the system, there are some problems, you cannot speak against it. Otherwise, your license can be cancelled.
Yes, that's actually, doctors actually have to sign a disclaimer for most jobs if they work in a hospital, saying you're not able to speak out about any problems at all. And doctors really suffer, I think, more than nurses. So, yes, the system that we all work in is very punitive and very restrictive.
Mm-hmm. So after retirement, so you want to speak up against it. So what are you doing for at the moment? What have you achieved? Raising awareness, or what are your plans?
I've done podcasts where I've actually interviewed health technology founders. So this is, when I say health tech, I mean, you know, apps, smart devices, home services that use all the things that a smartphone has. And they can just get much more accurate treatment. You can be wearing wrist devices if you've got Parkinson's, and it will pick up all of your shakes, send it to the cloud, analyze it. So when you see your doctor every 3 months, you know, he or she can have a really accurate view of how your movements are going. So I write about all those, I write about the errors, and I display the new products. And my aim is to put this all into a really nice, fast-loading website. So anybody from around the world can say, look, I'm interested in diabetes or obesity or pregnancy or anxiety. and then they can see all of the products. So I've got a simple website now, but I'd like to make it more modern and more fast loading.
Yes. So the website is already in the description of the post, so people can go and visit the website of Delia. So Delia, what I understood is that one thing is that you are raising awareness in the flaws in the health system so that it can be improved, because within the system you cannot do it. And secondly, you're also advising the people that until the system is fixed, you can also take care of your health by using some of these technology gadgets, which can help you prevent going to that level when you are really sick.
Yes, and also I do advise people to find a new form of primary care. I mean, most people just, whether it's private or government funded, it's what we call the 10-minute tick and flick. So you fly in, you see the GP, he writes a script, you're at the door. Well, that's not good primary care. Mm-hmm. What I'm talking about is like a subscription service where you pay by the month or the year, and you might have an hour every time you see the doctor, and then you can talk about your family issues, your lifestyle, things like addiction, all those messy things that become really important. And if you have a good relationship with someone, then you like them, then you start to tell the truth. What are you really doing with your drugs? Are you taking your drugs? You know, 50% of people who are prescribed drugs don't take them for lots and lots of reasons.
That
so,
makes a lot of sense. Last time, another nurse came on the show and she said that a lot of diseases happen because of a mental state or a mindset. When we are unhappy or frustrated or depressed, then physical diseases also start to happen. Is it true?
Yeah, that's true. And also, look, people are really just pushed through a very error-prone system. And this gets down to the payment structure. Nobody's paid to deliver good care. So if there are two hospitals and one does a terrible hip replacement and one does a great hip replacement, they'll both receive the same payment. So there's no financial incentive for reform. So, you know, people don't do what they don't have to do. So healthcare is not like any private industry. Private enterprise has to compete. The health industry, I'm sorry to say, doesn't. So that's why I say to people, first step, take more control, be proactive.
So these are really good tips. So let's talk a little bit about these gadgets, tech gadgets that you refer, or technology help that you're referring. Mostly these are from big companies, or there are also startups or smaller companies who are trying to innovate or bring new ideas in this. Otherwise, we know the big companies like Siemens, Philips, they are making also technology stuff for the hospitals.
There's lots of small things. Often it's somebody who's come into the health system and they've seen a problem and gone, you know what, I'm going to fix that. There's a nice Australian service called Predict BGL, produced by a guy who is a type 1 diabetic, and his little daughter was born and she was diagnosed at the age of 2, and he went, she's never going to suffer. So he created an algorithm so you can put in the exercise, all of the food, the blood sugars, the insulin, and it will give a future prediction for the next 8 to 10 hours of what the blood sugar is going to be, and it's pretty much always accurate.
Okay.
So that prevents a syndrome called dead in bed. Type 1 diabetics can become very unstable, and they can just slip away and pass away in the night. So, you know, Simon's background was big data and analytics. He produced that. There's a lady in Ireland who had her husband had a stroke, and he had difficulty speaking, and there was no one to help him. So she put together a software package helping people learn how to speak again after they've had a stroke. So all sorts of bits and pieces.
And I think now with the advanced technology, with a lot of data coming in, so with the deep learning, machine learning technologies and artificial intelligence also can help a bit, right? But we are going there.
Look, the fact is, Shariq, and I know, you know, like you've got an engineering background and you might find this hard to believe, but the health industry is probably about 50 years behind other industries. People's records are still often on paper, being wheeled around in shopping trolleys. Even when they're made digital, they're full of inaccuracies. One in 10 discharges has got an incorrect diagnosis. I mean, many things are incorrect. Nothing interrelates. We have what's called information silos, so none of the data is collected, really, it's a very backward industry. So we'd take the first smartphone that came out. If we could have that level of technology, we'd be really happy. In fact, we'd be happy with a good calculator. Mm. So you know, we're very far behind the rest of the world.
Yeah. So tell us a bit more about Wiki Hospitals.
Okay. The name comes from, I was inspired by WikiLeaks and Wikipedia. I wanted transparency because people do have the right to know both the problems and the solutions, and that's kept hidden. If a patient tries to complain about an error, they're either silenced or lawyers come in and they have to sign a disclaimer and it's settled out of court. So the issue about what happened is not made public, so people can't learn about it. So people can't then say, okay, well, I know there's a problem to look out for. For example, when I had cancer treatment in a private hospital, they were using paper drug charts with chemotherapy. And, of course, they didn't bother to reweigh me and I ended up with the wrong dose. Now, the same doctor works also at another hospital where he uses an oncology system where everything is controlled by algorithms and, you know, you can't even enter information unless you have the correct data. So that's just a small example of how error-prone this industry is. So if people have a bit of an idea of the problems, they know what to look out for. So I think the errors are important, and people don't know what the new health tech is. But look, the doctors don't know. It's all kept hidden. It's sort of kept, you know, in the techie world, in the geek world, and in the, you know, the medical world. Well, it should be our public knowledge.
So I think this is very useful information that we are getting today from Delia. And the website is very easy. It's called wikihospitals.com, wikihospitals.com, like Wikipedia. So wikihospitals.com, you can visit there. And then Delia has written a lot of useful information about the health system and about the technology that can help also. So it was a pleasure to have you here, Delia, and the wonderful three tips that you gave about taking more control of your health, find quality and primary care, and get back to basics. So would you like to give some last message regarding to especially the ongoing pandemic situation and how people can take care of themselves?
Okay, well, they've done some statistical analysis, and people who have low vitamin D levels have a far higher risk of ending up being admitted to hospital and dying from the disease. And that's part of getting back to basics and getting out of the sun. You know, we are ancient animals. And, you know, lack of sunlight equals lack of vitamin D equals higher risk of many infections. So check your vitamin D levels and get outside much more often. In hospitals, they're bringing out a new range of hospital cleaning systems using ultraviolet light. Okay. They're finding that just ultraviolet light, putting it on robots or on a wand, is actually the most effective thing to clean hospital-acquired infections. If I had somebody in my home with coronavirus, I would get one of these products and have the house bathed in ultraviolet light. Hospitals should be buying these products. Look, most people that die are in their 80s or over, so mostly it's like a very bad flu. So for younger people, really just carry on as usual. For people who are old and who are frail, yes, take a bit more care.
Thank you very much, Delia, for all the tips that you gave for today. And all the people who joined later, you can watch the show later on my Facebook page, LinkedIn, and YouTube. And for also, it's possible to hear it on Spotify and Google Podcasts. So, Delia, it was a pleasure to have you here on all the way from Melbourne. It's 4:37 a.m. early in the morning. So I told Delia that we do this show at 6:15 p.m. German time. And she agreed, yeah, okay, I will do it. I offered that we can shift it a bit later. But thank you very much for all the time. And
my pleasure.
All the work that you are doing, it's really great. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. And if anybody has any queries, they can contact you and I'll have to say whatever I can help them with.
Yes, you can contact Delia, and also you can contact me, or in the description of this post is wikihospitals.com, and you can contact
Delia.
Thank you very much, guys. Till next week. We will have new guests from USA. Until next time, goodbye.